Montgomery and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. Emergency crews have located the pilot of the military fighter jet that crashed near San Diego during training.
A defense official tells ABC News a pilot aboard the F-18 did not survive. First responders reported the pilot had ejected, but sources tell us it's not clear if the pilot really did get out before the fighter jet hit the ground. It went down on military property near Marine Corps Air Station Miramar. It's a spot where it's routine to see fighter jets landing and taking off. The military will investigate the crash. Alex Stone, ABC News.
At an economic conference in Wyoming, Fed Chair Jerome Powell warned inflation is still too high and more interest rate hikes are likely. At the White House this hour, Vice President Kamala Harris and the Second Gentleman are hosting the 2022 WNBA champions, the Las Vegas Aces. They beat the Connecticut Sun. President Biden and the First Lady are away and vacationing in Lake Tahoe. This is ABC News. Renaming today for another Army base.
Fort Walker is the new name of the Army installation in Northern Virginia that was known as Fort A.P. Hill. The official redesignation honors Dr. Mary E. Walker. She treated Union soldiers during the Civil War.
President Andrew Johnson, in recognition of her service during the war, personally awarded her the Medal of Honor.
Major General Trevor Bradenkamp speaking at Friday's ceremony. This is the third Army installation to be renamed as part of a nationwide campaign to remove names that honor Confederate leaders. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Protests in Spain today over a scandalous World Cup victory kiss. Dozens of members of the Spanish women's national soccer team today said they will not play any matches for the country until the country's soccer federation chief is fired. Luis Rubiales has refused to quit over kissing player Yenny Hermoso on the lips after Spain's World Cup victory. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A new candidate has emerged in the field to represent Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, 25-year-old Aaron Knights. A Milwaukee native and Harvard Law School student, Knights is running as a Democrat and will challenge Rebecca Cook, who announced her campaign last month. Knights cited his young age as a strength for his campaign, arguing that he can connect with students and he plans to relocate to La Crosse following his graduation from Harvard Law School. Wisconsin State Representative Shea Sortwell testified in the Senate Committee on Universities and Revenue Wednesday on 3 proposed bills aimed to benefit Wisconsin seniors and students. The first bill covers senior property tax relief with a $500 annual refundable income tax credit, and the other 2 bills would create a loan forgiveness program for graduate students in the psychology field and end the practice of scholarship displacement, where a student has their financial aid package reduced due to receiving a private scholarship. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Joey Erickson at Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Consumers everywhere are rediscovering the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher, tastier, and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. And did you know the Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth hamburger and hot dog buns and rolls you love are baked right here in the Midwest. With the state-of-the-art bakeries and facilities throughout the Midwest, freshly baked buns and rolls are delivered fresh every day to your neighborhood grocers. Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth buns and rolls, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
Weather is brought to you by Amory Theater and Coffee Bar. Bring your friends and family to theater this week and see these great showings. Singing in the Rain will show Friday at 6 p.m. and at 3 and 6 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. Find more showings at AmoryTheater.com.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Palette.com for more.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. Matt and Patrick here. The Patrick, have you gone to the state fair yet? Did you get out yesterday or earlier today at all?
I did not. I was busy yesterday with some sports stuff. I'm tentatively looking at Sunday possibly for heading out.
You might go out there Sunday. Everyone now, it's kind of a gimmick thing that they do, but everyone now has put out their list of the foods you need to try that are the best and then to the worst. And surprisingly enough, pretty much no one has picked the lutefisk thing as the worst. Which is kind of, I have to admit, I'm a little surprised by that because I thought that would be, the one that I would pegged. They say it's not the worst thing. It's not necessarily ranked highly on anyone's list. The, what was it called here? The lutefisk with, it's on a bun. Would you try that?
I don't think I'm that interested in trying that.
It is the crispy lutefisk steam bun. And the guys are bringing the news. We had to try it, and we did not like it. But it wasn't the worst, nor Star Tribune. When they did theirs, it wasn't the worst there either. They said that it's interesting because they all have their own favorites. But there are ones that I noticed that cross over, that are top, kind of toward the top. The Bring Me the News guy said the basil hummus with spicy walnut topping. Now, that does sound, I'm not going to deny, that does sound, very possible as something that's going to visit my system at some point here in the next few, days here. It's something I'm not going to deny. I love good hummus, man. I think, it's delicious for sure. So there's that. The guys at the Star Tribune, they picked that Farmer's Berry Crumble. It's basically looks like a little oat streusel. That's their favorite one. The guys at Axios, they're considerate. Let's see, where's their top here? Get it. They have the mini dough, cookie dough pie from mini apple pie. I've actually seen that one rank quite a bit. The Galabao from the Union Mung Kitchen, also that ranks it a lot. I've discovered something that's interesting. Two of the ones that show up high on these lists are at the same place. And I think I know what I'm doing. See if you can follow my idea here. Where's the one thing? First one is the deep fried green tomato sandwich. That looks something to call home about. That one got a pretty good rating. The other one was, it was like a sweet corn Danish that looked amazing. Here it is, the Minnesota sweet corn Danish. That's what it is. Both these are the Minnesota Farmers Union Coffee Shop. So that's right by the DFL booth. That's where I'm going. I got to try. And the nice thing about that is you can get both at the same time and then split with someone. You know, you're going to go with, you can both try two of the ones that are going to go there. They look both pretty good. Everyone keeps talking the pickle stuff. You know, the one that seems to show up on a lot of people's list as one of the best ones is the pickle popsicle, the dill pickle popsicle. The pickle pop is they're calling it refreshing, like sweet relish turned into a summery treat. Do I really want it when I go to a baseball game and there's a hot dog stand there and they've got ketchup and mustard and relish? Do I ever say to myself, you know, what'd be good right now? A bowl of relish. No, I don't say that.
I'm not going to lie. My social media was still chock full of the pickle pizza, even though that was introduced last year.
And I want to warn everyone, okay, if you're going to do this, have good pickles, have good pizza. The pizza was very average. I mean, very average pizza. I mean, the crust was not really that great. The cheese wasn't really that great. And then the pickles weren't really that great. And I did it last year, and I was like, you know, no, this is not, no, no, no. It was more of a miss than a hit. What was the other one here? The boozy salted caramel milkshake. I don't drink, so I'm going to pass on that one. The guys over at Bring Me the News also said of the stuff that you should try, the fried green tomato sandwich, which looks amazing. And I'm a big fan of those, man. I'm a little bit of a Southern boy in that with that. I'm not going to deny that the pickle lemonade, kind of big dill pickle lemonade at Nordic Waffles. It's $6 for a glass. I can't bring myself to do that. The lemonade sorbet, that's the one that they're serving in the half of a lemon. Here's my problem with that. A lemon's not a big fruit. So this is, you're not getting a lot of it. It's $5 and you're just basically getting one scoopful. Is that value? Is that value, State Fair? I don't think it is. Now, if you're hollowing out like a cantaloupe, now we're talking. Now, yeah, there we go. If it's the size of, one of the greatest things about baseball is food served in helmets. Now you're talking. The crispy Ludafisk steam bun. It's not the worst rated one. Should I call out? I don't necessarily want to rain on anyone's parade because I imagine they're not too happy about this. But yeah, here it is. The worst thing on the Star Tribune's was the Scottish sausage with taties. And the problem is the mustard has got a really unpleasant yellow quality to it. Now, I like British food. But even they say it's instant mashed potatoes, so that's not very good. The fried butternut squash ravioli doesn't rank very well. I've seen a lot of people kind of put that one low down on the list. The churros with ice cream also doesn't rank very well. But yeah, I think you gotta go try what you want. The other one too, this one's the mixed bag. It's the fruit cereal milk biscuit. I really sweet stuff. I'm not a big fan of when I'm out there. I like spicy. I like the dill pickle booth. I like just getting a big dill pickle. I like gyros with especially raw onions. I know just okay. No kisses for you, but I do love them. And so I've got my favorites. I'm going to hit up there. And if I do want something sweet, you know what I always get? I always go get that strawberry shortcake. You know what I'm talking about? They got the bun, they cut it in half, lots of whipped cream, lots of strawberries. That's a solid endeavor right there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Although there's a place over kind of by there up on top of Machinery Hill, kind of by the Ferris wheel, that apparently has a apple pie sort of combo, which that looks really good. It's time, man. Yeah, apples are coming in. It's one of my favorite things of the year. You know me and food. That's just... I'm a very base individual. I'm easy to understand. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. So I want to start you off here, and I'm probably going to go for a little while on this one. So just buckle up. Right now in this country, there is a group of people who want to install their choice as the president of the United States. They don't really care about the democratic process. They don't care about the rules. They just want to install their person as the president because they keep insisting, you know what? It will be so much better if we just put them in charge. Their belief when you're trying to talk to these people, the belief they have, and you bring up points like, you know, well, you're still going to have to work a little bit with the other side of the aisle. You do understand this. This is not something you're just going to be able to jam this down people's throats. The first thing that they say is, well, what we'll do is we'll fix that Supreme Court so it will rule with us. and then we'll just super, we'll just go around the Congress and we'll just do whatever we want and we'll put our agenda and things will be much better and everyone will be praising us and rainbows and puppy dogs and bop, 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 bop. Now, if I told you, you know, or asked you who guess who this is, you'd obviously, a lot of people would say, well, it's these MAGA Republicans. Ah, twist. This is actually something I am starting, I hear more and more from the Democrats, particularly Bernie supporters, still bitter, still angry from 2016. And I don't quite know what to do with you guys, but I've had it with you guys. I've absolutely had it with you guys in your self-righteous fakery, which, by the way, that scenario I just put forward is kind of what they want to do. They want to do what the MAGA guys want to do, only want to do it with the liberal, and they basically say, and I will be perfect. Yeah, outside of the fact that you're forsaking democracy. Last week, I talked at length about the idealist quality of the left. And I was talking about it in regards to the idea of taking Interstate 94 and turning it into a boulevard. And whereas there are indeed some things, hey, I am not a moderate Democrat. I'm going to make sure we say this, although I'm sure at the end of this, I'm going to be accused of being, you're no better than a Republican, man. You know, screw you. Anyway, you can tell I'm not in the mood. I'm not in the mood. I am a bit of an idealist myself. I place myself on the Democratic spectrum as kind of an Al Gore centrist Democrat. I liked Paul Wellstone. He was a little more progressive at times than I liked. I like Barack Obama. He was a little more moderate than I liked. The only Democrats I'm not really big fans of are Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin because I think that, frankly, they're more moderate Republicans who basically, you know, they couldn't win their party primary, so they became Democrats and then basically sided with the Republicans most of the time. And I felt the same way about Colin Peterson up in the Minnesota 7th District. But the reality is that this is kind of, you know, I'm kind of more in the center. That means I do have a little bit of this idealist quality. I do believe that we can have a better world. And there are some issues I indeed am more on the progressive side of the party, such as single-payer healthcare system. Completely agree. I think it's long overdue. And I've talked about the numerous times I saw a socialist medical system in Europe set up that basically was fantastic. And like, okay, yeah, why aren't we doing this? Doctors and nurses still get paid good money. The people get taken care of at an affordable rate. Win-win across the board. I also at times agree with more moderate stances. I am, of course, U.S. Army veteran, so I believe in the military, and I believe that we should be supporting the military troops because the reality is the freedoms that we have that we claim to embrace. You know, the ideas that of the Constitution. We owe a lot of that to the U.S. military because it's the most badass military on the planet, and I mean, it's interesting to watch what's going on in Ukraine, and just getting a few of our planes is a huge advantage over even the Russians because our technology and our equipment is just so much better. And a lot of that safety comes from the U.S. military. That's why, by the way, I'm a big fan of why I feel as if the wealthiest people on the planet should indeed be paying their fair share. Because they would not be able to have the money that they have if they lived in any other country. So the fact that they're stashing their cash in foreign markets really angers me, and I think that we should go, you know, get that money because they're stealing from the American public for the safety and security that they depend on. And not only that, but concerning the millionaire or billionaire, they're probably getting massive amounts of tax handouts anyway on top of it to help out their corporation, their business, their private ranch, wherever the freaking heck they are. So that's kind of where I'm at. I'm kind of a centrist, I think, within the Democratic Party, in the DFL party, but at the same time, I am There are some things I agree with on the progressive side, some things I agree with on the moderate side. I do not have tolerance. This morning, I was on Twitter. I was on the Twitter machine, and it's Twitter. I'm not going to pander to a far-right nutbag. I talked about specifically one issue, and this was this idea that I keep hearing from Republicans, which this fantasy that Trump got a mugshot. Now he's guaranteed reelection. It's the most, and it really is. It is, for the Republicans, is the most graspiest of straws argument that they can make. You know, it's just they're desperate to not have to admit their boy is scum. And once again, I want to make sure we understand, we are living in really freaking historic times right now, that there are going to be books and novels written about this era from Barack Obama to Joe Biden and the charges against Trump, a former president and the front runner for the Republican Party nomination, basically being charged and arrested and getting a mugshot and having to post bail. This has never happened before. And he's got this in Atlanta. He's got the Mar-a-Lago document cases where now they've got a guy down there flipping on him. You got the danger of that case in D.C. plus New York going on out there. He's screwed. And yet he could still win the nomination in the election if Democrats don't show up. And I want to repeat that because this is where my anger comes in. We learned a lesson in 2016 that if you don't take things seriously, bad things happen. And there was a monumental level of freaking stupidity that ran amok within the Democratic Party in 2016 because I kept saying, how in the hell is this guy? I mean, it's Donald Trump. I mean, he said he was going to rape his this woman, a married woman. He was going to say it on a bus. He said this. He mocked a disabled man. And a big reason why he won is that not only did Republicans look at that and see virtue in those things, but because the Democrats just didn't show up, and they just didn't. And they were very proud of that. And a lot of them say because they felt their guy was screwed. And that the lingering sentiment from that element of the Democratic Party is still alive today. And I'm going to say it, it's still pathetic. You're pathetic people that just need to get a freaking grip. Okay, like I said, you can see where I'm going here because I'm tired of this. I'm tired of this charade. I'm tired of this, oh, well, I didn't get my way, so I'm taking my toys and going home bullcrap that has hampered the Democrats. You finally have the youthful generation on board, and you can't help but basically trying to start shooting yourselves in the damn foot. Well, I'm playing for freaking keeps here because I've seen the nightmare that can happen when you get an incompetent boob in the White House. And as you guys sit around and start, well, he's not what I want. They fixed it. Shut up. You're pathetic losers. Shut up. And I'm tired of you. I'm tired of you. I've tried to talk to you like a rational adult here for almost 8 years. And they can't talk to you. Because you know so much better. No, you don't. You're just sore losers, and partia are no better than the MAGA crowd. You're no better than them. And I'll explain more when I come on back. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hey, it's Tom. Since 2009, All Energy Solar has been providing solar energy solutions to customers. With fully licensed electricians and installers, you can be sure that your solar installation will go smoothly. The team at All Energy Solar understands that every customer is unique. They'll take the time to survey and understand your property to find a solar solution that works for you. One of the biggest advantages of going solar is the opportunity to take advantage of the many solar incentives available. but it can often be confusing to know what you're qualified for. All Energy Solar professionals will help you find out what savings you can apply for and even help with your applications. This is especially important since many rebate programs have limited capacity and are first come, first serve. So it's important to have a professional on your side who will make sure you get every eligible rebate. Get a free no-obligation assessment from All Energy Solar's commercial solar specialists by calling 800-620-3370 or visit allenergysolar.com.
Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. You've heard me talk about the Rudy Luther Toyota We Buy program. Now hear from someone who's actually done it, me. Our kid's car, the 2006 Toyota Sienna, served us well for 17 years, but it was finally time to say goodbye. The We Buy program is really simple. I gave them some basic information, we set up an appointment, and after a quick verification, they gave me an estimate and a check, and they made me a generous offer. It was that fast. See for yourself. Try the Rudy Luther Toyota We Buy program at RudyLutherToyota.com.
This is Angela Warner for Warner Stellion. Buying a big ticket item like an appliance doesn't have to be stressful. Don't waste time wandering the paint aisles looking for help or arranging your own delivery, installation, and haul away. Our appliance specialists coordinate everything for you and still guarantee unbeatable prices. Plus, during our famous Savings on a Stick State Fair sale, you'll save an extra up to 10% back. And that's just the start. Find out more at WarnerStellion.com.
The Progressive Voice of Minnesota, the Matt McNeil Show. As you can tell, I'm a little fired up. So I post that post this morning, and immediately I get this response from one of the people. If the DNC felt like being useful for a change, they would run a real progressive instead of trotting out just another array of useless moderates or sacrificing 82-year-old Joe Biden to die in office. Now's the time to take advantage of the broken GOP. Blah, 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 blah. Then got the response, they'd rather risk losing, because that's exactly what the Democrat Party is trying to do. They're trying to lose. Don't get me wrong, they have had some stellar moments here. I mean, the Iowa Democrats there, but no. Then they went on to add, there wasn't any conflict in 2016. The superdelegates took care of that. It's not the DNC's job to force certain nominations, but they did it in 2016, causing President Trump to happen in the first place. They did it again in 2020 when they got everyone to drop out but Joe. They do it all the time. I'll vote for Joe again, but that's a wasted opportunity. No. First of all. Okay, first of all, I'll get the Joe Biden stuff out of the way. Joe Biden's been a freaking phenomenal president. He's not as moderate as Clinton or Obama. He's a little bit more, I think, towards the Al Gore traditional Democrats than the other ones are. The whole thing, even after the Republicans took over and they tried the debt ceiling, he absolutely schooled those clowns. He absolutely schooled them. His first 2 years in office are probably the most successful first 2 years in office since FDR, and might even be more impressive than what FDR did. I mean, we might be going back to James K. Polk, and if you haven't read about Polk, Polk, a wildly underrated president still, yes, tolerated the slavery, a big X against his record. But when you look at all the things he got done in the 4 years, he wanted only to be a one-term president. Polk only wanted to be a one-term president. If you look at what he got done in 4 years, it is pretty astounding what he's gotten accomplished. That being said, still, legacy, you can criticize him. I'm not going to get in the way of that, but still. I mean, Joe Biden had an amazing 2 years. If he's got a health issue, and I'm not just talking his age, because we don't have a restriction on age. Fine. I would hope that he'd be honest and let people know. I mean, as opposed to, he's going to die in office. He's sacrificing. No. I'm behind Joe Biden. So far, no one else is running the thing. They decide they're going to run. Joe Biden's been successful. He's not been 100% what you like. That's fine. But he's been far more successful considering what he's had to face, the Manchin cinema crap plus the Republicans. Yeah. So I'm getting that out of the way right now. I'm going to vote for Joe Biden.
This isn't really a question, is it? I mean, if there's another Democrat that wants to run, that's the process. They can do so. Make your argument. But I'm voting the DFL Democratic ticket. I'm voting the Democrats. This isn't a question, isn't it? Because I get the impression from this clown cars that are responding to me that once again this is, oh, fine, I guess I will. Really? Fine? The guy who had his mugshot released yesterday, that guy. You just because you're throwing a personal little pity party because it's not exactly my candidate, they're not doing an agenda I've approved of. Screw you. Man, when did you guys all become pathetic? All right, one more time with feeling. Let's revisit 2016 and understand exactly why Bernie Sanders didn't win in 2016. Because as opposed to a lot of you guys who just want to sit out there and say they got it fixed, the reality is he made a massive mistake. I'm going back to a blog post from 2018 called Following the Rules, June 3rd, 2018, off Progressive Citizen X. I'm going to just read the first few paragraphs for you, okay? The reason Bernie Sanders lost the 2016 Democratic nomination process was not superdelegates. It wasn't. It was because Sanders did not take the southeastern states seriously. He didn't. Hillary Clinton walloped Bernie in Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, Texas, Alabama, Louisiana, Tennessee, South Carolina, Arkansas, Virginia, and North Carolina, all of whom had primaries prior to March 15th of that year. Clinton's delegate, not superdelegate, lead, at just the delegate lead after those states alone was 640 to 332. If Bernie had campaigned seriously in those states, taking half the delegates, he probably would have been leading by a few delegates or at worst only trailing by 10 or so heading into April's New York and Pennsylvania contests and June's California and New Jersey battles. It is my belief Sanders would have won under such a scenario. Superdelegates didn't cost Sanders the nomination. His bad game plan did. When I brought this point up, Sanders supporters always say the same thing. Well, those states don't count because they go for the Republicans in general elections. Putting aside the tone-deaf nature of Democrats saying such a large swath of the United States just doesn't matter, an attitude which definitely played a role in Trump's victory, and by the way, Georgia, I tell these Sanders supporters their argument is irrelevant because those were the rules when the nomination process started. Sanders knew he had to compete in those states. He decided not to. That's on him. Do the math yourself. Seriously, I have. You haven't because you just don't want to accept the reality of what actually did happen. That Bernie Sanders should have taken the southeastern United States a little more seriously. He didn't. He lost. That simple. It's that simple. It was close, but it would have been close, but it wasn't because he didn't even really compete. Let's go to 2020 because apparently they forced Joe Biden on us. I said this even before South Carolina. If Bernie Sanders is going to make a run out of it, he's got to do better in South Carolina. He did worse. And that's inexcusable. And if you're a Bernie fan or a progressive fan, you should be somewhat bothered by the fact that in 4 years, Bernie Sanders did not lay the groundwork for a better result in the southeastern United States because those were the rules, and he just didn't. As a matter of fact, he got walloped so bad in South Carolina, that was the end of his campaign. He knew he couldn't compete because he was not going to be able to win in the rest of the southeastern United States. Bernie Sanders wasn't betrayed by the Democrats. Bernie Sanders wasn't forced out of the race. Bernie Sanders screwed up. He screwed up in 2016 by not campaigning in the southeastern United States. And I know you might not like that, but I'm sorry, the truth sucks. But that's what happened. And no, he didn't get forced out. His bad game plan in 2020 hurt him. But heaven forbid you bring this up. And of course, they always talk about Bernie. And I was like, I'll tell you what, I got a lot more to get to on this because once again, I want to put this to freaking bed. I want to put this to bed. I don't care if you do like Joe Biden or not, but all you have to say is this, as opposed to sit there and try to open up old wounds, wounds that are just made up in your own freaking minds. Go out there and just say, I'm not stupid enough to allow the Republicans to get back in office again. I'm voting Democrat. End of story. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. More on this when I come back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hi, I'm Scott Chambliot from Chambliot Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, shame-free dental office. We know dental anxiety and dental phobia are real. We'll take the time to get to know you and give you what you need to be comfortable at all times. We offer free nitrous oxide laughing gas and have high-tech options to help you feel calm and relaxed during your appointments. We'll help you get through every appointment in the most pain-free way possible. If you're having a dental emergency, we'll try and get you in the same day you call, because we don't like to see anyone in pain. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth, because they're the only ones you get.
This is Chad, owner of AM 950. I've been going to Chambliot Family Dentistry for years. They get me in last minute when I'm in pain and make regular checkups easy and comfortable.
Chambliot Family Dentistry in Hopkins and St. Paul. Find them online at ChambliotFamilyDentistry.com or call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH.
Prairie Farm Supply in Belle Plaine reminds you to be a friend to those around you. 1 in 5 people in the U.S. have a mental health condition. The problem can be hard to spot and even harder to discuss. Learn the 5 signs of emotional suffering: personality change, agitation, withdrawal, poor self-care, and hopelessness. If you see these signs, please reach out. This from Prairie Farm Supply in Belle Plaine. Call 952-873-4234. Alan and the staff say silence is no longer golden. Hey, it's Patrick for Zero Res, my cleaning heroes. Did you know as many as 1 in 5 Americans suffer from allergies caused by particles found in the air in your home? If you or anyone in your family suffers from allergies or asthma, or you just want cleaner, healthier air, Zero Res can help with their air duct and dryer vent cleaning service. The Zero Res 12-step professional source removal process guarantees your home will be clean to the highest standards. Not only will an air duct cleaning help this allergy season, but you will enjoy less dust, lower energy bills, and your home will stay cleaner longer. It's back to school time, so there's no better time for a fresh start than right now. And that's why Zero Res is taking $100 off air duct cleaning services through the rest of August. Call 952-ZERO-RES or go to ZeroResMinnesota.com right now and ask for the AM 950 special. Spell it backward or forwards, it's the same. Zero Res.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for sunny skies today with a high near 85. Tonight, clear with a low around 61. And Saturday, sunny with a high near 76.
Warner Stallion delivers appliance savings on a stick you won't find anywhere else. Earn a bonus for each additional appliance you buy for up to $1,000 back. Plus, pay no interest for 2 years. Shop smart with the specialists at Warner Stallion.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. Haven't taken my heart blood pressure medication. Okay, let's continue. So my frustration is this, is that once again, we are dealing with people who feel as if they didn't win is somehow fake. We used to be a country of people that when we lost an election, we just, okay, well, I guess we have to try harder next time. Do you think I wanted to come into this studio on November 9th of 2016 and do a show? I didn't want to do that for the life of me. Nope, I didn't. I did not want to have to come in here and say, yeah, he won. He won. And I remember not only the slam dunks, which, by the way, yeah, those didn't age poorly, from Republicans about how the country was going to get so much better, but the amount of leftists, lefties, progressives, who basically were openly taunting, you should have gone with Bernie, you shouldn't have fixed the system. And it was actually after that that I said, okay, did they fix the system? And that's what led to the research that I, when I read that blog piece from 2018, which said, no, he didn't fix the system, he lost.
And we used to be a country that would accept that. I guess we lost fair and square. I guess we have to do this. But no, it's always we're the freaking victim. Oh, we were robbed. We were robbed. We were robbed. No. He came close. He didn't pull it off. Hillary Clinton won. And I know that might hurt you down deep inside, but that's the truth. And the more you basically just sit there and continue with these lies and this mentality of it was fixed, they drove him out, the super delegates, so they'd forced him out in 2020. No. He went further than a progressive ever has gone, but he still fell short of getting the nomination. You used to be able to just say, hey, we'll try harder next time. Nope. And this is the problem that's both on the right and on the left. Look at the Republicans. They just couldn't accept losing. And they almost tried to pull an overthrow of the government. It's, you know, they went to further extremes, but it's no different than when I hear these progressives like, you need to put a progressive in there. No. I'm going to step back for a quick second. I want to talk about this. First of all, I hear a lot of people on the progressive side, they just say Bernie, Bernie, Bernie. They don't say anyone else. I don't know if they're talking about AOC. I don't know if they're talking about Ilhan Omar. I don't know who they're talking about. But I hear, you know, we need to put a progressive Bernie, Bernie, Bernie. Well, if you're talking Bernie and you're going to complain about Joe Biden's age, come on, man. What are you doing? What are you doing? That's you're undermining your own argument. Absolutely. Both times, by the way, Bernie Sanders conceded and endorsed Hillary Clinton and then Joe Biden. Both times. The people that didn't were there. And you see, I can do it too. I can remind you of something too. But you see, I don't need to make up a fake reality to basically keep my hatred alive. I don't have to go out there and say, oh, well, yeah, he was robbed. I don't have to do that. I can just say, I can look at the numbers in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin of Democrats on the far left who sat home and did not vote in the election. And in those three states alone, it was enough to give the Republicans the win. So, yeah, you know, the progressive side of the party was, and their pity party, because they were basically convinced they were right. And that we should have installed Bernie Sanders, I guess. They basically sat home, and because of that, that's the main reason why we got Donald Trump. And they don't want you to talk about that, though. They don't want to talk about that, Matt. See, I don't have to make that up. Those are actual numbers. You can go look up those numbers yourself. That's called a reality. And it might hurt a little bit, but it doesn't hurt as much as this self-righteous, misguided smugness that you would have thought would have been wiped out with the third Supreme Court justice. When you guys were saying, there's no difference between Trump and Hillary Clinton. No difference at all. You pathetic fools. God. And because of that, in 2016, we are still dealing with the consequences of all this stuff today. And so, no, I don't have a lot of patience for when all of a sudden so-called Democrats, I'll begrudgingly vote for Biden. Screw you. Seriously, are you that dumb? Are you that stupid? Are you that stubborn? I said this. Dean Phillips said we should have another person. Now, he decided not to run, but there were some questions on whether he was thinking about running. And I said this. I'd rather have Joe Biden than Dean Phillips. But if Dean Phillips was the nominee, guess what? I'm voting for him. That's not a question, is it? It's not. And you guys still want to keep trying to argue this win. You want to okay, Joe Biden's the incumbent. He's the incumbent president. We even with that, we have a process to challenge him if you want to. But you guys seem to have, like, where they're forcing Joe Biden down our throat. No, he's the incumbent president. Incumbent presidents, if they want to run, generally run again. You're taking the cowards out here because you just don't want to go on out there and find whoever this mythical candidate is and try to get them to run. You just want Joe Biden to step aside and the rest of the Democratic Party going, oh, we're so sorry. Who should we put in there? I mean, it's pathetic. If you really want to challenge him, go freaking challenge him. You can do that. And if whoever you put out there becomes a Democratic nominee, let me make sure I do this. I'm not going to go up on freaking Twitter and sit there and go, we were robbed. But fine. I guess I'll vote. Shut up. Seriously. Shut up. I'll vote for him. Done. Done. As I wrote in another blog piece, I'll take the Arby's beef and cheddar. I don't care. It's still better than a crab sandwich. Might not be the sandwich I want, but it's better than the crab sandwich that's Donald Trump. End of story. I'm not saying you have to be doing backflips and raise your Biden flag on your house. I'm not saying that. But just stop it. We should be a unified party. Have you seen the other side? Forget about Trump. Did you see the clown car show that they had on Wednesday night with their debate? Denying climate change, saying they'd endorse Donald Trump. The mishmash on sure we're going to be anti, or we're going to have do as what we can to stop abortion. I mean, my God. You should all be saying, yeah, you know what? Hey, I might not agree with Joe Biden, but if he's the nominee, I'm voting for him. You see, I saw this all happen in 2016, actually starting in 2015, when I saw people who I thought were actual progressives sitting out there saying, well, I just can't stand Hillary Clinton. She's no better than Donald Trump. And what I didn't realize at the time was this was all manufactured. It was manufactured and dupes, especially when Bernie Sanders didn't get out there. A bunch of guys in Albania and Russia basically sat there and said, hey, you guys, you Bernie Sanders fans, boy, oh boy, were you robbed by the superdelegates. Oh, I'd be upset. And you, because you wanted to say you were robbed, you didn't actually look at reality and say, well, maybe Bernie Sanders should have tried harder in the southeastern United States. Nope, you just basically went out there and said, yeah, we were robbed. And they played you like a fiddle. Played you like a fiddle. And they played you so damn well, you're still here today doing the stupid things. I'm sorry you got hurt. Ooh, boo-boo kitty. Do you need a kiss? I have no patience for it. I have no temperament for it. I have nothing for it. Because just like then, now that I know what I know, when I see anyone, including, because I got to tell you, there were people I was following for years that I thought were progressives who are actual plants. It was amazing. It was astounding. I couldn't believe the level of misinformation that was able to be generated. I would rather stay home. Or excuse me. I would rather stay home at my house in Madison, and not vote this time around. And you guys would, yeah. Because it wasn't about reality. Clearly it wasn't about reality for you. There was no question Hillary Clinton was a far better candidate than Donald Trump. Not even close. Hillary Clinton beat Bernie Sanders because Bernie Sanders didn't take the southeastern United States seriously. Joe Biden beat Bernie Sanders because he got walloped in South Carolina and decided, I guess I just don't have the support I need. You sit there and all you do is complain and complain and complain. And at the same time, you're not offering anything suggestive, anything positive, anything. I mean, and that positive doesn't mean you have to be positive on Joe Biden. Just saying, you know what? Hey, you know what? Joe Biden, fine. He's president of the United States. Not my first choice, but I'm going to endorse this person here, and I'm going to see if they can win. Fine. That's the system. Dean Phillips did that. And by the way, your argument that he's a far-right Democrat, Dean Phillips, who's not, I mean, I've said this. I would prefer my candidates to agree with the Democratic Party platform more than, say, 70%.
But even he's like, I don't want him there. It's time to get someone more moderate in the White House. Someone younger. Someone he agrees with more. So it's not exactly like you're getting Joe Manchin Jr. out there on the campaign trail. Nope. This is just, it shows you the ability to brainwash people. And that no matter what reality throws at them, they'll just sit there and they prefer to feel as if the lie is the truth, as opposed to accept the truth as the truth. And I just don't know what to do with you people anymore. But I got news for you. I've come up with a solution. I've come up with a plan to deal with this. And I'm sorry, you may not like what I'm about to say to you, but it's going to be the truth. I'm going to advise everyone who's listening to me to do the same exact thing. I'll tell you when I come on back. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Considering replacing your vacuum? What do you do with the old one? Throw it in the garage? Worse yet, throw it in the garbage? How about trade it in and save? A1 Vacuum in Roseville has been around forever, and they take trade-ins. When you trade in your old vacuum, you save. So if it's time to replace that old clunker headed for the garage or landfill, bring it in to A1 Vacuum in Roseville. You can find A1 Vacuum at a-1vacuum.com or call 651-222-6316.
Upfront Minnesota is the state's largest LGBTQ+ advocacy organization, and they're celebrating our state's accomplishments protecting our LGBTQ+ neighbors. This is especially important as surrounding states are passing legislation targeting our trans community. But here in Minnesota, we made it clear, you belong here. Minnesota's LGBTQ+ rights have taken a significant step forward with the conversion therapy ban and the Trans Refuge Bill, helping reshape the national discourse. The trailblazers who once championed same-sex marriage a decade ago continue propelling Minnesota towards an even brighter future. To celebrate these accomplishments, Outfront Minnesota is hosting their annual gala, where we bring in together more than 700 guests at Allianz Field on Thursday, September 14th. The event celebrates a year of legislative wins while honoring diverse communities propelling Minnesota forward into next year. Again, that's Thursday, September 14th at Allianz Field with a dinner at 6 and party at 8. So come celebrate Minnesota's progress on LGBTQ+ rights and order your tickets at outfront.org.
The place for summer fun is the Park Tavern. Live music is taking over the Park Tavern's dog-friendly patio this summer. Head over on Tuesday, August 29th for the Gut Buckets. Wednesday, August 30th, it's Annalise L. And on Thursday, August 31st, it's Carl Davis. Music runs from 5:30 to 8 p.m. and reservations for groups of 8 or more are highly recommended. And the Park Tavern offers private and semi-private spaces for small and large groups with no room fees and no minimum spending requirements. On Louisiana Avenue north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park, get your summer groove on at the Park Tavern. AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. Okay, so here's where I'm at right now. So what do I do if all of a sudden I start seeing, with this election coming up, where once again, the likely candidate for the Republican Party is going to be maybe not convicted at that point, but a man under trial in multiple jurisdictions for crimes that he has undeniably committed, that crimes he has freely admitted that he has done. We can't risk that. The damage that would be done, and he is not going to have a Mike Pence. He's going to make sure the next vice presidential candidate will indeed refuse to accept the election results and basically try to install him as lifetime president. So, for God's sakes, people, wake the F up. Get over your little pity parties. Get over your little anger issues and vote for the Democrats. And if you want to challenge Joe Biden, there's a process to do that. And I will freely say, if your candidate wins, I'll gladly support them. But your whining and bitching are tired and old, and I'm sick of it. So here's how I'm going to look at you guys from now on. If I start seeing this crap, I start saying the Democrats are forcing Joe Biden on us for another. Nope. I'm going to presume one of two things, because this is really what it is. I'm going to presume that you are like the MAGA crowd, only a left-leaning version of it, where you basically don't want democracy. You just want people to come to you and beg you for your choice and your platform. And you'll give it to them, and everyone will be happy, and we're going to march into the sunset arm in arm, and we win the day. Yay! No, that's not how it works. You got to go to the primaries. You got to campaign in states. You got to go try. Good luck. That's the system. And so you either want to install someone as president, which means you're really no better than the MAGA crowd. Granted, they took it to an extreme over there. But you still want to go to the bathroom on democracy itself so that you can basically feel good about yourself at the end of the day. Stop it. Or you're a troll. It's one of the two. It's one of the two. And because I have no longer any patience for your pathetic little pity parties on yourself, especially considering where we're at today. Well, you know what? I'm just going to block you. I'm going to block you and be done with you. And I want everyone out there too. You start hearing that Joe Biden can't be president. He's forced us down. Why did they go out there and hurt Bernie? If you see it, just start blocking. Hey, they're entitled to their freedom of speech. They can say whatever they want. I just don't want to hear it because I'm going to presume there's either an anti-democracy agenda or they're fake human beings trying to push that because they can't win. Donald Trump cannot win again unless a substantial amount of Democrats sit this out. And the game plan in 2015 and 2016 was to start to sow discourse early. So I've got zero tolerance for it. Minnesota, we have done an amazing job here. We gave ourselves the Democratic leadership that we needed to, and we have passed a truly Democratic, progressive agenda. DFL all over that. Governor Wall signed it, who is a moderate. He had a lot of those bills came out of committees where progressives were in charge of it, and we did really well. That's what happens when you elect Democrats. So don't look at me and act as if there's no hope for your future. Because of 2016, I have said this, 2018, 2020, 2022, 2024, 2026, 2028, 2030, or 2030, 2032, 2034, all of them. For a generation, you are voting. You have to. Because the only way that we can basically fix this country is to make sure that Democrats are in charge of it for decades to come. And here you already are, 8 years later, and you're still, I'm not happy. Well, I don't effing care. Shut the F up. You're the problem, not the solution. I don't want to hear your belly aching. I don't want to hear your, ooh, Bernie. I don't want to hear it. I want to hear we're unified, and you know what? We'll take a challenge. Fine. But if they lose, Joe Biden's got my vote. Because there really isn't another option here, is there? There really isn't another choice here. I said this. He's not going to put Mike Pence on that as a vice president. He's going to put someone out there who's basically going to overthrow the government of the United States. And you can sit there and with your warm cup of herbal tea. Oh, we showed those Democrats as our freedoms and rights are taken away more and more. Damn you all. I mean, seriously, damn you all, man. How much pain and suffering do we have to see at the hands of the Republicans for you to get off your asses and do the right damn thing? So stop your belly aching, or I'm just going to block you, because you know what? You're not worth my time. And if I can't tell whether or not you're a Russian troll, that should tell you a lot about yourself. Hour two, that's coming up next.
Hi, this is Laura. Listen to Food Freedom Radio every Saturday at 8 a.m. or anytime via podcast. Our individual health is connected to the health of each other, and connected to the health of the earth. We know the problems with the dominant food system, climate change, deadening soils, nitrates in the water, factory farming, injustice, concentration of wealth.
How do we both as individuals and as a community step up and support a living food system which honors the earth? Tune to Food Freedom Radio every Saturday at 8 a.m. and remember to support your independent farmers.
Don't drive too fast or you will miss Scott Jamama's Hot Barbecue. Scott Jamama's offers huge taste out of a little place. Located at 3 West Diamond Lake Road near the intersection of Nicolet Avenue and West Diamond Lake Road in Minneapolis, this tiny hole in the wall offers mouth-watering baby back ribs, grilled chicken, and half-pound pulled pork sandwiches. Don't forget to add the potato salad, spicy baked beans, twice baked...
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media...